North Korea came with a laundry list of demands. U.S. financial sanctions imposed for its alleged counterfeiting of U.S. dollars and money laundering must be dropped. United Nations sanctions imposed on it for conducting a nuclear test in October must also be lifted. And Pyongyang wants a new light water nuclear reactor built on its territory, the cost to be paid by others, before it will give up its nuclear weapons. Delegations from China, Japan, Russia, South Korea, and the United States want North Korea to begin implementing an agreement that all six countries signed in September 2005. Under that deal, the impoverished North is to abandon its nuclear weapons programs in exchange for aid and security guarantees from the other parties. But since testing a nuclear device in October, Pyongyang now considers itself a nuclear power and wants to be treated on a par with the United States. U.S. negotiator Christopher Hill told reporters his tolerance for North Korea's attitude is running out.
The supply of our patience may have exceeded the international demand for that patience, and that we should be a little less patient and pick up the pace and work a little faster.
Hill says he will not meet bilaterally with the North Koreans until he consults with the other delegations. Japan says the North Korean negotiating position is unacceptable. Host China, ostensibly an ally of Pyongyang, is demanding flexibility from all sides. South Korea says North Korea should take bold steps toward denuclearization, and the other parties should be equally bold in offering incentives to Pyongyang. Hill, referring to North Korea by its official name, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK, says the talks, which have been going on intermittently for 3 years, have reached a crucial point.
Frankly, I can't tell you at this point which road the DPRK is choosing. We can go either road. We would like denuclearization via diplomatic negotiation, but if they don't want that, we're quite prepared to go the other road.
And that other road would mean a continuation of sanctions that Hill says would isolate North Korea even further to the detriment of its already stagnant economy. Roger Wilkerson for VOA News, Beijing.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。